Okay, and let me throw a stat at you.
Okay.
False rape reporting, false sex assault reporting is somewhere between the low numbers of 2% and 8%. Okay, so you can roll all that money together, and it means not a hill of beans in my assessment of this case. Are you saying they're going to hire high-priced lawyers? Is that where you're going?
I'm not going anywhere. I have some more stats
okay,
for you
ahead,
if you're
go.
Interested.
Go, go, go.
Take a look at the incomes of these three towns where all three of these players are from. In Garden City, it's around 100,000. In Essex Fells, it's about 150, which is very, very high in the United States. And in Durham, North Carolina, $43,000. And lastly, where they went to school, if you're interested, these two private schools, they clock in at about $23,000 each. And of course, where the alleged victim went, it's free.
I want to go to Stephen Miller with the Duke Conservative Union. Stephen Miller, what's your response to the indictments handed down and the arrests?
Well, I think I speak for many students when I say that we're very, very concerned that two innocent people may have possibly just had their lives ruined.
Lord!
You're saying it's not possible they're innocent. That's not even in the realm of possibility.
It's not possible, but a grand jury has heard evidence and deemed this fit to go to a trial.
Right, and we're saying that
without ever hearing what the victim has to say, you're saying the grand jury is wrong.
I'm not saying I'm convinced at all.
The victim is lying, and your first problem is two innocent people.
I didn't say that. I said we're concerned that it's possible that two innocent people may have had their lives ruined, because this case does have many irregularities and many inconsistencies.
Do you have a sister?